Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Run to Daylight Football Funcast with your host, Todd Burrows.
Podcast. The boys are back in town edition, making a DFS baseball lineup with the Motown Mauler. Mauler, are you there?
I am here, Todd, and a little disappointed. Most of our followers know I had a great VIP chance yesterday from DraftKings. First place, threw out a pitch at the Tiger game, got to go underneath, get a tour, meet the guys, be on the field for batting practice, personalized jersey, four tickets, all that good stuff. Was in the lead all day. Came to the last game, bottom of the ninth, two outs, two strikes. The only person that could beat me is Ian Desmond, and the only thing that could beat me was a home run. And what do you know, Houston Street starts off 0-2 on Desmond, last out, two outs in the ninth. Starts off 0-2, ends up giving up a home run. Totally crushing, but
That's almost unbelievable. I mean, you know, every once in a while I'll play this soundbite. But, I mean, that's this times like this.
Well, yeah, and the funny thing is that's what it sounded like around here as I was throwing my phone and computer across the room.
You know, that doesn't shock me about you, Mauler.
Yeah, well, you live to play another day. That's the good thing. The good Lord woke us up today, and guess what? We're right back at it again. And what makes it better is we're back together building a lineup for the people.
Exactly, and we'll be making a $27 lineup on DraftKings today. And we did have a listener ask a question, Jordan Symbol. You don't want to be a banging gong or a noisy symbol. Sorry. No, feel free to ask us questions anytime. That's me throwing in a Bible verse just because. About contest selection, and I know the truth is that we really didn't have much time today. We really didn't look into that. So any thoughts on that for Jordan Symbol?
Yeah, for Jordan, you know, I read your question and whatnot. I think, you know, with trying to make a little more money and stepping up the stakes a little bit, I really love the three max entry tournaments, whether you want to step up to the $27 entry or even the $150 entry. That limits you having to face mass multi-entry guys. And it, you know, just kind of, you know, lowers the field a little bit to where, you know, guys can't put in every one of their ideas because they only have three max. And I found those to be, you know, pretty good ROI. And, you know, if you get the right lineup in there, it's good cash. So that's what I recommend starting.
So basically, you're going a little contrarian with the ROI. It's not based on straight numbers or anything like that, if I understand you correctly, you're saying you get better ROI because the guys with the algorithms and the 500 lineups only get to put in three lineups, and the casual player, therefore, even though the top-end prize isn't as much, you can have better ROI just simply by having a better chance, by not having to face so many lineups from the guys who do the algorithms for a living.
Exactly. And as opposed to maybe the $3 max where it's a much bigger tournament, you know, there's less entry, so it makes it a little bit easier to cash, you know, but you're not having to beat, you know, let's say between 7 and 10,000 people, you know, you're only having to beat maybe 400 or 500, I'm thinking, for the 27. I think it was maybe 500 or 600 entries yesterday, but even less for the $150 three max. So that's what I recommend starting out, and you know, go from there. And if you have any other questions, you know, you can always DM or just ask on Twitter, Todd or I, and we'll answer it the best we can.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Mahler, and thanks, Jordan Symbol, for your question. We're very appreciative of anyone who listens, and hopefully we, you know, I think the Mahler gave you a great answer, and I learned something as well, which is why we like doing podcasts together. Mahler is, you know, knee-deep in baseball, and I've been doing a lot of football stuff, as anyone who follows the podcast knows. In fact, most of my podcasts can now be found, and the ones with the Mahler also can be found on iTunes. We do ask that if you subscribe and rate and review the podcast, that would be much appreciated. You can find the Mahler on Twitter by searching under Motown Mahler, and me at Todd, T-O-D-B-U-R-R, well, I'm sorry, at Todd from PA. I'm starting to spell my whole name out there, Mahler. I've been under the weather for a couple of days. I'm feeling better, but I'm about ready for a first day of vacation nap, and so that's kind of interesting. So, all right, we've got a 7-game slate. You know, it is nice that we're on iTunes now, though, isn't it, Mahler?
Yeah, gives us a lot more chance for people to listen, and I think that's a cool thing, and, you know, you've put in a lot of work and effort and time to get us there, so, you know, that's much appreciated, too, so I commend you there. Great job, and, you know, keep up the good work.
Thanks. I got to work on getting Stitcher next. Maybe that's something I should focus on during I got about 10 days off. I thought that I'd put a lot of effort into MLB DFS, but today being the first day, again, I find myself really motivated about NFL and getting ready for the fantasy season. As you know, that's kind of my strength and something that if there's anything I'm pretty good at, it's regular fantasy football. And, you know, we enjoy the DFS football and we hope to do better this year. But check out the podcast, check out the Mahler on Twitter, and I'm just talking in circles now. So let's get into the slate. 7 games. We've got not a lot of top-end pitching, and we've got Coors Field. The Coors matchup is between the Braves and the Rockies. It's Chad Bettis against, I can never get this guy's name right. Is it Mike Faulty Nipples?
Man, I just call him Faulty. There's way too many consonants and vowels in his name. And I just call him Faulty because, one, I know I'll mess up his name, and two, there's just too much to read there.
Yeah, I think of him as Faulty Nipples, which, you know, really kind of goes to the sickness that dwells within my brain pan. So let's start out. We're going to be doing the $27 160K payoff pitch. Let's see. What is the top end? 20 grand up top today. So why don't you give us your pitching choices?
Well, like you said, there's not many top end pitchers today. Of the few, the only one I really like is Adam Wainwright. He's really come into his own his past few starts. Even though the Padres have scored, they had scored the most runs this month as of yesterday. I still like him at home against San Diego. But like you said, it's a Coors late night. So if you're trying to fit in some Coors bats, you're going to have to find some values. And my value guys tonight are Eichhoff, Gray, and Kohler.
All right. Well, for me, I think that Wainwright obviously is my number one choice. And the guy that I'm definitely going to play a little bit on FanDuel, and also consider it for DK, he's been not real great this year, but at $6,800 on DK, Francisco Liriano, he hasn't been pitching to strikeouts as well as in the past. His walk rate is just ridiculous. But he is facing a team with a 23.5 strikeout. And I definitely will have some lineups with Liriano tonight, and I definitely will have some lineups with the Brewers righties. So, you can kind of go either way with that. But, again, at $6,800, that's not a bad choice. Definitely like Sonny Gray, though. He's starting to finally pitch a little better, and his salary hasn't come back up. 19.3 K rate is pedestrian, but again, you have to look at the strikeout rate of the team he's playing, which is 24.4, which puts him squarely in play for me. I'm off Eichhoff in a big tournament because I think he's going to be the chalk. So I'm kind of thinking Wainwright and Liriano, Wainwright and Gray. Who is the third guy that you mentioned?
Let me take a look back, but while I'm doing that, the third guy was Kohler. But yeah, piggybacking off your Liriano thought, what made him, he would have been my next play if I would have mentioned one more. And what helps me like him a little more is that LaCroix is out of the lineup today. And LaCroix is a noted left-handed smasher. He kills lefties, and he's out of the lineup.
Which made no
today,
sense
so
when I went to go do my Brewers stack. I'm like, where the freak is LaCroix?
Well, yeah, and I had my DK, quote, rough draft in, and LaCroix was already penciled in, so now I got to go back and, kind of fill some things out there. But without LaCroix, I upgrade Liriano quite a bit there, so...
What do you think of Mike Pelfrey at 4,000? I mean, he's been awful, but the White Sox bats have been pretty awful.
Yeah, I mean, when you're trying to win the GPP, you're looking for a guy that's low that might perform. 2-9 on the season, but it's just hit or miss. If the Chicago bats are swinging, the Frasers, the Abreus, Pelfrey could get in some trouble. But if you catch lightning in a bottle, you might be the only one to catch lightning in a bottle, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I do like Eichhoff. For those listening, don't think that I don't. But I'm okay with Eichhoff. I'm okay with Gray. And I do like Kohler better than Pelfrey. But since you are the fan of the team, I thought I would ask. And the last guy who's pitched pretty well that I'm not going to be on is Chris Tillman. Just not enough strikeouts there for me. So all that being said, Mahler, do you want to go and look at some bats, and then we can come back and look at pitching tonight since there's no one who – the only guy I really like to kind of pencil in is Sonny Gray. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't mind putting in Gray at all. I think he's in a decent spot at home tonight, Oakland's always a decent pitcher's park. They have foul territory as big as a football field, so I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's solid. I don't think anyone's going to be too sneaky tonight. And, what we always try and do when we make these lineups is look for the overlap. And Gray, I think, was the biggest overlap. I'd love to fit Wainwright in with him, but let's see where we go with the bat.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Tillman, I think they're playing an afternoon game, so luckily we don't have to worry about trying to roster
him. When I said that, I wondered. I did mention that I didn't have as much time to study as I would like. So, all right, we're looking at catchers. And for me, one of the sneaky – I don't know how sneaky anybody can be on a seven-game slate – but I think Saltamacchia. Did I say that name right?
Yeah, Saltamacchia. I love Saltamacchia on FanDuel. He's down near the minimum, but, you know, he's got the home run potential, and he's facing James Shields, so I think I think that's a great thought.
Yeah, I like the righty stack of the Tigers today. I think that's one place that I'll look. You know, not only is Lucroy out today, but so is JT Realmuto, who's a leadoff guy. We're not sure on Stephen Vogt, but I'm more on A's righties than I am on lefties. Nick Hundley against Falters, and that's someone you got to kind of always look at. But other than that, the only other guy that I would consider using that's not a pure punt is Derek Norris. Wainwright's the best pitcher on the slate, but Norris batting seventh, I mean, he's a guy with some pop in his bat. I made one lineup on FanDuel where I went with Wainwright and put in Norris kind of as a, you know, to really make it a contrarian kind of lineup on a day where it's very hard to find some contrarian ideas. Where are you looking at catcher today?
Yeah, well, we're pretty much on the same page. I mean, with Lucroy and Realmuto both being out, they kind of took half of my thoughts away from me right there. And I think of all the guys that are left, like you said, Vogt's probably not going to play because he's facing a tough lefty. Well, not a tough, but a decently tough lefty. And I think Saltamacchia is really the only one left, maybe other than Hundley, that gives us a lot of home run potential. So I hate paying $3,800 for Saltamacchia, but I think for all the guys on the list, he's probably the only one with, you know, real home run upside.
All right, we'll put Saltamacchia on the list, and we're going to go over to first base and see who the mauler is. Kind of sweet on tonight.
Well, in order of rankings, I have Freddie Freeman first. You know, he's been hitting the ball well since the first month of the season that he struggled. I like him at Coors a lot. He's also cheaper than Ortiz, who I have second on the list. Third, I have Cabrera. And my sneaky but still kind of pricey play is Chris Carter at 4,200. He's a lefty smashy, a lefty smasher, but, you know, facing Liriano, who knows if Liriano will be, you know, wild enough to be successful. You know, Liriano's one of those guys where he can get wild and be successful at the same time. But I do like Carter at 42, and then my two value plays are Victor Martinez, and if you want to punt, I think Healy from Oakland is probably your best punt play at first base if that's what you're looking to do.
Okay. All right. So I think Freeman is going to have a very, very high ownership rate today. And I'm more on the Red Sox righties than lefties. And so I did read JM Twins' article today, and he was talking about how Freeman – you know, the pitcher that he's facing is very ground ball proficient, and you're trying to get home runs. So I'm going to pass on the top two because my favorite two of the night are your third and fourth guy. I already mentioned that I'm very, very interested in the beat up James Shield with righties and Miguel Cabrera. And Chris Carter is batting fourth tonight against Liriano. Could get a couple walks, you know, he could easily tag one or two. So I'm okay with either one of those guys. Why don't we move on to the next position, and we can kind of see the rest of our lineups.
Yeah, that works. I think that's a good strategy.
Yeah, I like both of them. I don't want to have to choose one at this point. And their salaries – there's only $200 difference. So let's go over to second base and ask. I'm going to do second base. I do like Ian Kinsler, but $4,700 is a lot. I like Pedroia at $4,300. I do like Scooter Gannett, or is it Jeanette?
I go with whatever name gets me home runs. So if Gannett's going to get me a home run tonight, he can be Gannett. If Jeanette's going to get me a home run tonight, I'll go Jeanette. But he might not. Is he in the lineup? Do we know?
He is. He's batting
lefty sometimes.
He's batting sixth. The guy that I'm really, you know, kind of top of my list because of the value, you know, playing in Fenway Park, Brian Dozier at $3,300, I really like. I think that is a really, really, really attractive, and he's batting cleanup. You know, Wright is a guy who is, you know, pitched to very good luck this year, but it would not shock me. The Twins, to me, is a sneakier stack today. In a slate where nothing's going to be too sneaky.
Yeah, as far as Dozier goes, he's right there at the top of my list. Like you said, because of the price, $3,300. He's my top value play with Jed Lowry right behind him. As far as the pricey guys, I agree. I like Kinsler, but we both agree he'll probably be highly owned. And then I have the three guys from the Coors slate up there, LeMahieu, and then Peterson and Beckham, depending on who's playing. I just saw the Braves lineup has come out, but I didn't take a glance at it yet. But, yeah, I mean,
I can read that off to the guys. We might have some girls listening, too. But let's go look at the recently released lineup of the Coors Field. So the Braves go with Jace Peterson, Beckham, Freddie Freeman, Nick Markakis, Adonis Garcia, Elder Inciarte, Pierzynski, and Abar. And the Rockies come at you with Blackman, LeMahieu, Gonzalez, Story. So no Arenado tonight. Descalso, Rayburn, Hundley, and Adams. So that's kind of two interesting lineups today. I think Coors is going to have a lot of ownership. And really, the only guys out of Coors that I'm really interested are Blackman and Gonzalez. Again, I credit JM to win for that, but it made sense to me when I was reading it. So, but in general, I found that Coors, I'm just more comfortable fading it in tournaments this year, Mahler.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pick your spots. And I think tonight's one of the nights where if you want to play a few guys, it's a lot easier because there's no huge top pitchers that are going. So, you know, like you said, I like Gonzalez and Blackman down there when we get to the outfield. But Arenado being out is a little bit of a surprise, but it makes our picking the third baseman easier. But yeah, I'm totally with you on Dozier at second base. If you want to plug him in, I'm definitely down with that.
All right, Brian Dozier is in, and we'll move over to the Mahler for third base.
Well, as I mentioned before, surprise, Arenado's not in. He was one of my top plays. So right after him, I have Valencia. He's a left-handed killer, so he's obviously number one on my list now that Nolan is out. After that, I have Frazier. You know, Pelfrey's a sinkerball pitcher. However, when the sinkerball doesn't work, it gets tattooed, and Frazier's really starting to heat up after the break, so I like Frazier. And then my values at third base, if you're looking to punt, save some money, for some reason, I have Healy and Chris Johnson.
Okay. I'm going to say, and again, I like him because he is expensive, Nick Castellanos at $4,700 against James Shields. I like that. I like Mikhail Franco at $4,400 some. Valencia is 1A for me. And 1B, who I think is going to be sneakier, lower owned, is Miguel Sano of the Twins. Again, playing in Fenway Park, you know, say what you want. it's almost as likely that you have a big game there as you do anywhere else. A little lower down on the list, I'm a fan of Martin Prado, and I also think that at $3,300, Hernan Perez, Milwaukee batting fifth, is a very, very solid choice to consider. Third baseman. Which one?
I'm good with any of those guys. I would like to get some numbers on how Minnesota hits knuckleballers because, you know, Wright is a knuckleballer. It'd be interesting to see how they fare against people like R.A. Dickey in the past. So, you know, maybe after we're done with our show, I'll look that up and give myself a little insight. But, yeah, I mean, if we're looking to save money for Wainwright, you know, like I said, I like Valencia, but you're right, he could be very highly owned. So if we're looking to go, you know, stack a few players from the same team, then, you know, we're looking at Castellanos or Sano.
Yep. Oh, and Sano also is outfield eligible. So I would be perfectly fine with putting Valencia as the third baseman and Sano in the outfield if, you know, we have an extra outfield spot. And I think that, you know, that is something that we can do. Why, even though it's kind of my turn, why don't you start on shortstop while I look something up on RotoGrinders?
That sounds good to me. So my top shortstop plays are Marcus Semien. There's a few guys that I think people will be on that are more heavily owned than Semien. So I have him up top. Then I have Story and Bogarts after him. I think those are the guys that will be more highly owned, along with VR and Anderson. And the funny thing is usually I have value plays at the end of each position, but for DraftKings shortstop, I don't have a value play today. You know, I looked at guys like Alexi Ramirez and things like that, but I don't feel – you know, they could produce enough to play today. So I don't have any value or pump plays at shortstop today.
All right. Well, it's kind of interesting because the pitcher for the Red Sox today, I'm not seeing anyone in the Roto Grinders top 25 batter versus pitcher against him. So, and when I look, let's look in the bottom, right, he doesn't show up. No one shows up in the negative either. So as far as shortstops go for me, I definitely like VR. Nunez, Bogarts, all are people that I would feel very comfortable with. And, yeah, those would be the three. So what are your thoughts at shortstop, Mahler?
Did you mention Semien at all?
Oh, my gosh, I miss Semien. The only thing is he's 4,800, and at 4,800 for him versus 5,100 for Villar. But, yeah, I mean, Semien is – if we're going to go Semien, we should stick in both Chris Davis and Valencia, I think.
Yeah, and I don't mind that at all because I think Chris Davis is one of my good outfield plays too. And one of the things that – you know, I like Villar as a play today, but one of the reasons why he was further down my list is because he's facing a lefty. You know, you don't get as good a steal opportunities off a lefty, you know, per se. So that's why he was down my list a little further and Semien was up a little bit. But I mean,
well, and that's why you're the Mahler. So we're going to stick in Valencia at third, and we're going to stick in Semien at short. And I'm going to put in Chris Davis in the outfield. I will start going through some of the other outfielders. I already mentioned Carlos Gonzalez and Charlie Blackmon.
Love them.
I like Mookie Betts today in the high end. I like Ryan Braun at 4,300 quite a bit. Sano at 4,000. And let's keep going down, and we get to, I don't mind some of the Phillies outfielders. And I know he hasn't been as hot lately, but Marcell Ozuna at 3,300, he's a guy who can go off at any time. So why don't you give us the rest of your outfielders, Mahler?
Well, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. I have pretty much the same as you. I love Gonzalez and Blackman. I have Braun right after them. I have Betts right after him. And then I have Polanco, who you didn't mention, but he was up there on my list. And then Chris Davis, who we already have in there. And then my value plays are Matt Kemp, Ozuna, and basically the whole White Sox outfield.
Gotcha. Boy, where to go? I if we go with all the high-priced options, we're not going to have anything left for bats. I mean, for the second pitcher. I do like Blackman and Gonzalez a lot. I think Betts and Braun is a really interesting kind of counter-programming way to go.
Yeah, I agree. I like that idea all the way. I think it's a great strategy.
Betts and Braun, and that leaves, we're up to 6,900 for the pitcher and an out and a first baseman. So going back to Cabrera versus Carter, do you have a preference?
Well, if we have Saltalamacchia, well, but we also have Braun. So it's kind of a coin flip, you know, we're trying to put a few guys together.
I'm
but
feeling
we already
Cabrera
have...
more than Carter. But,
okay.
You know, it's a toss-up.
Yeah, it literally is. I mean, we could be right with both. We could be wrong with both. But I think it's so close. But let's go. Chicago is a little better hitter's park. I feel like Miggy is due to break out soon. You know, he hasn't had a double-digit point game in, in over 10 games, because I'm looking at the 10-game log. Carter.
Let's look at Carter. Hold on.
Carter 10-game
log. He had 15 last night on the 20.
Yeah.
The 20th.
And he's
let's
hitting
go
behind
Carter.
Braun. Yeah, let's do it. I mean, I think he'll be less owned, too, and he'll give us an opportunity to sneak up if he does do well.
All right. So that leaves us 9,600 for a pitcher, which means if we want Wainwright, we need to find 800 elsewhere. And I think, you know, that's kind of the way I want to go, because, you know, all right, let's because Steven Wright, and then you're down all the way to 7,300. If you stick Wainwright in and you take Mookie Betts out, because he's kind of the one guy who's there without anyone else, that brings you down to Grishuk, Piscotty, McCutcheon.
Who do you have as our outfielders right now?
Chris Davis and Ryan Braun.
Okay. And then that would leave us...
I like Betts, though. I really do like Betts today.
Yeah, I like him as well. But, that, you know, that's a lot to pay for somebody. And honestly, if I had to choose at 5,300, I would take Gonzalez over Betts today. Call me crazy, but I remember when Folty Tits came up, lefties killed him, and I think that's going to be the same case tonight. But as you go down and look at 4,500.
I got an idea.
Okay.
So we stick Carlos Gonzalez in for Betts, and then we go to Saltamacchia, and he, you know... Look, what did we say about him? We like him the best out of
Right.
We can go down to Ryan Hannigan, to Suzuki. We could go down to Derek Norris and have that kind of, again, that kind of really interesting way of being different on a short slate, and have Wainwright with Norris. I'm okay with any of those guys. Dionir Navarro, I don't know if he'll be in the game, but he's another, you know, I like him a lot against Belfry, actually.
Yeah, I do too. Has the Colorado lineup been released on your end yet? Because I think an idea, like I said, who's catching for Colorado?
I think it was Hundley. Hold on, I'll go back.
Yeah, it is Hundley. Okay. I just looked because I was thinking maybe they would play Walters today because he is a lefty and lefties do pretty well against Folty. But I like your idea with Navarro. I mean, like, you know.
Let me see if the White Sox have come up yet. Yep.
Nope.
Bat
still
ninth,
not.
But Navarro's batting ninth.
Oh, see, I still have it as red on Roto Grinders that hasn't been released yet. But, yep, no,
I'm
released, and, he is hitting ninth. So I don't mind Navarro.
Yeah, I think that Navarro is a really interesting. And that way we get Gray and Wainwright in there. We switch over to Carlos Gonzalez. I really felt like there was a drop-off from the Cargo Betts kind of to the Grishuk, Piscotty, Kepler, McCutcheon area. I really
right.
like the Gonzalez Betts area better. And so I feel like Navarro from Saltamacchia is a much smaller incline.
All right. So what I'm looking at is Sonny Gray, Adam Wainwright, Dionir Navarro, Chris Carter, Brian Dozier, Danny Valencia, Marcus Semien, Chris Davis, Ryan Braun, Carlos Gonzalez. Is that what you have as well?
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. You know,
like
you get a small piece of Coors with Gonzalez without having to break the bank. A couple Brewers, three A's that kill lefties, and Dozier at probably one of the best values of the day. And, you know, like we said, there's no one person that sticks out at catcher, so that's kind of, you know, just throwing darts at the dartboard.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of, you know, one of my, you know, kind of, I might not have the knowledge of a lot of people at this point, especially when it comes to baseball, but I've always been pretty good at value, and to me, it just, you know, catcher is always one of the best spots to drop down if you need to get a pitcher in, because so often, you know, they're not the type of guys who are going to, you know, go 3 for 4, you know, and give you 30 points, but you get a home run out of one of those cheaper options, and that can come from almost any of these guys on any given day. And Navarro has some pop in his bat, and Pelfrey is Pelfrey.
Yeah, and, you know, like we discussed earlier, with LaCroix and Realmuto being out, it made our decision to punt, you know, and throw darts at catcher a lot easier because of those guys that you talk about, you know, that might go 3 for 4 or hit a home run. Those are the two guys that we would have on the list, and, you know, the managers did our job for us there.
Yep, we just got to check the A's lineup later to make sure all three of our A's are in there. But just to reiterate what the Mauler just read to you guys, Sonny Gray, Adam Wainwright, Navarro, Chris Carter, Dozier, Valencia, Semien, Chris Davis, Ryan Braun, and Cargo make up the lineup for the Mauler and I tonight on DraftKings, the $27 tournament. I'm hitting enter, Mauler. And if you come up with any ideas, you know, I missed you, and I'm off for the next 10 days. I've got a few things scheduled. I've gotten on next Tuesday, John Hansen, the fantasy guru, will be joining me, which is kind of exciting. And I'm going to be doing some other things. But if you can think of something to do football-wise that you've put some study into in the preseason, let me know. I'd love to include you there. Or we can do some more baseball lineups. I always enjoy working with you, and I'm glad that we were able to get the boys back together.
Yeah, like you said, I miss doing it every day. Like, you know, it seemed for a while we were doing it every day or every other day. But, you know, now that you have vacation, I have a month before I go back to work in the beautiful world of education. You know, let's do as much as we can and give the people what they want.
And for sure, catch us during the season, either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday each week. We will be making a live NFL DFS lineup. I'll be doing shows Tuesday most of the season, live in the Fishbowl shows, you know, going over the Scott Fishbowl and who's doing well in that, and maybe mix in some other kind of recap shows on the NFL. Thanks again, everyone. Thanks for joining the Mauler and I. Mauler, good luck tonight with all your lineups and especially mine, and we will leave you with The Boys Are Back in Town.
Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.